This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Carrie and Brianna, everybody. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Good.
Welcome to the party. I hear you're excited to be here.
Yes, we are.
I don't sense any real nervousness.
A little bit.
A smidge.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
her.
Yeah, the chatty Kathy over here is
the
nervous
one.
Yes.
Kathy is the nervous one.
Does she talk a lot when she gets nervous?
I mean, yeah, she does.
Or is she just a talker in general?
She talks a lot in general.
So. Yeah.
But like she more complains when she's nervous.
True. I haven't heard her complain about anything.
Hey, I haven't
really.
Yet.
No,
we're waking
up
early,
but...
right now.
How long you girls been hanging out?
We've been friends about 19 years,
yeah.
Give or take. Yeah,
most
a long time.
Most your life,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you do when you get together and hang out and cause trouble?
Drink wine
and watch Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Been fan of Grace since the very beginning.
I got her hooked to it, but I've been a fan since the beginning.
Very nice. And so what's the situation with married kids, single, dating?
I'm dating my boyfriend John. It's been about a year now.
That's Brianna.
And I have a 13-year-old daughter.
And that's Carrie.
But no dating going on.
Oh,
over
no,
there.
No.
And did
hard
you
pass.
No, hard pass on that one. And you don't have any kids. You just have a boyfriend.
Nope, just have a boyfriend.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've all got plenty to handle.
Yes.
For sure. Any fur babies?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I have 5 kittens right now. So if anybody out there needs a kitten, I have 5.
So your cat got knocked up?
No, the neighborhood cat got knocked up and I couldn't leave her out in the cold. So
gotcha. So yeah. She is now your cat?
Yes. With and
5
kittens.
Babies.
Yeah.
And how old are the babies?
About 12 weeks. So.
Oh, so they're ready to go.
Yeah. I'm ready to.
For sure.
Go ahead,
sure.
Anne.
What about you, Carrie? Any fur babies?
I have 2 fur babies, Chubbs and Chucky.
Chubbs and Chucky.
Yeah.
Cats or dogs?
2 cats.
2 cats.
Yep.
Very nice. You are in a room with a cat person. So.
Yes, they're the best.
They're awesome.
They are awesome. And now, do you work? Where do you work? What do you do?
I'm an assistant store manager at Zales the Diamond Store in Liberty Center.
That's all right. Brianna. What about you, Carrie?
And I work for Luxottica in the Oakley department.
In the Oakley department? Does that mean you get free sunglasses?
Not free, but...
They give you a pretty good discount working
there. I get a good discount.
Solid.
I know, right?
But I'm noticing you don't wear glasses.
I do. I'm supposed to, but I lost them a while back.
So you need,
just going blind for now.
You need some new ones. You need to use that discount.
Hey, I'm going to get free ones at my year anniversary there.
So. There you go.
There you go. Very nice. All right. Who's answering about who here?
I am answering about her.
All right.
All right. So Carrie is going off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth.
Okay.
So that Brianna can speak freely. And now that Carrie is safely out of earshot, Jen, whenever you're ready.
Who is someone she's been attracted to that you just didn't get it?
Oh, no, she's going to kill me. Her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's one of those like super muscular dudes.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? She's like not that big of a girl. So she's tiny. And I was like, no. So, yeah.
She just didn't get it.
All right.
You didn't get it.
No.
What's something she always has in the fridge?
Ooh, wine.
Wine.
Yeah.
What's she most excited about, the turkey, the stuffing, or the pies?
Ooh, we're going to Thanksgiving together. This is going to be a good one. The pies.
Will she vote in the midterm?
No.
Okay. And does she prefer to do it on top of the covers or under them?
On top.
All right.
There's 5 questions. Now that Brianna has answered all 5, we're going to bring Carrie back into the studio. That wasn't too hard.
No, not at all.
Yeah, we need to tell her story. Really good. She knows you so well.
Oh, God, Carrie.
Yes.
She's nervous.
Welcome back, Carrie.
She seems nervous.
It's all right. I think I got this.
I think you got it.
First question is worth $10.
Who is someone you've been attracted to that she just didn't get?
Oh. Probably Vin Diesel?
No. Try someone you actually have been with.
Oh, okay. Hopefully he's not listening to this.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Right now. Because he's going to Snapchat
me. Does your ex and Vin Diesel, do they have similar physical features?
Yeah, actually they kind of do. They're
so that's kind of a type for you.
Yeah, it is a type.
See?
It's a type.
All right.
Question number two, what's something you always have in your fridge?
Ketchup or wine?
Which are you going with, ketchup or wine?
Probably wine.
Yeah, you got there it. There we go. There's your first $10.
Yeah.
Like your first thought was ketchup, and then you're like, no, you got that already.
No.
Right, okay, next question is worth 20.
What are you most excited about, the turkey, the stuffing, or the pies?
Oh, my God, carbs. The pies. I'm thinking about Thanksgiving and I'm excited for it. So I'm just like, all the food? I don't know,
right? All of it.
Next question's worth 30.
Will you vote in the midterm?
No.
All right.
Here's another 30. You're up to your fifth and final. So far, you guys have $60. You get this question right, you win an even 100 to share between
Come
you.
On, Carrie. No.
Do you prefer to do it on top of the covers or under them?
On top.
There you go. Woo! You got it. See, she didn't really need that much time.
I get hot. It's too hot under the
covers. It's too hot. Purely a temperature thing.
Yeah, it is a temperature thing.
Carrie and Brianna, you truly are best friends. Thanks for coming on the Best Friend Game. Yay!
All right. You want to come in with your best friend? And win some money, just send us an email, Jeff and Jen, at WKRQ.com.
According to this psychoanalyst named Steve McCowan, you need to go hard on tinsel as soon as possible because he says that people who decorate for Christmas early tend to be happier people, happier than those people who wait for a more reasonable or maybe even convenient time to put them up, like, say, after Thanksgiving. And his point is, in a world full of stress and anxiety.
Yes.
Okay. And some of us are dealing with that more than others. People like to associate themselves with things that make them happy. And mm-hmm. he says Christmas decorations, if you are under a lot of stress, will help you do that because the decorations evoke strong feelings of childhood.
Yay!
And they're simply an anchor or pathway to those old childhood magical emotions of excitement. So if you are under a lot of stress and you're dealing with a lot of crap, they say, or he says, putting up those decorations early will help extend the excitement and those good feelings.
I mean, definitely Christmas. Those are my greatest childhood memories.
Oh, I mean...
With my cousins and spending time and church on Christmas Eve. And
so excited for the presents.
There were just so many traditions that my family had. And it just, that always does bubble up when you get the decorations.
Now, this kind of flies in the face of a story we told you about last week about how listening to Christmas music this early in the season is actually bad for you. So to review, music bad, decorating good.
I'm ready. I told my boyfriend to bring up the boxes this past weekend. I was like, bring them up. I'm ready.
Oh, my God. You and I would never make it.
I know, which is fine.
It's not happening.
Well, I'm just excited because I feel like if I get the tree up, it's a way for me to. I know my kid's going to be really inquisitive because this is her first year where she's kind of aware that there's the tree and things. So I'm trying to get it up early to where I can kind of like condition her when we go to other people's homes and stuff. Like, don't touch that. That's not for you to touch. Some people got some really expensive stuff on those trees.
And it doesn't take, it takes a half a second. You got to put take the, one down.
The bottom half of the tree's got to be the more plush.
It's
got to
be
safe.
The plastic. Yeah. And the,
well,
yeah,
I'm
I can't
terrified
glass.
She's going to just knock them over. Like, let's go. Grab the lights and go.
What else do we have here this morning? A company called Flipsy just analyzed what having a phone is going to cost you in your lifetime. And the answer is more than $75,000. That's how much you're going to spend on your phone.
What?
In your lifetime, yes.
$75,000. Well, if you live to 90...
Wow.
Or in your 80s, that's $1,000 a year. That's not that much.
And this is actually...
You got to make better choices. I'm paying $42 a month for unlimited with Cricket.
Yeah, this is actually low. And there are much less expensive ways to go about it than that. The phones, if you're buying one every 2 or 3 years for 60 years, they have an average price of a phone as being $567, which I think is super low.
It is inaccurate. Oh, yeah. And it's just going to keep going up, I think, don't you?
They need to just put $1,000 down. You can barely find a phone that is less than $1,000.
Because less people are buying them less often.
Well, there's lots of options. You just don't want to get the rando brand that's $199 that you're unsure of how it works.
But we know that they're not buying the phones as often, right, which is why they are raising the price on the phones that they do sell. So that would theoretically put the total at around $12,400. Your monthly bill for the next 60 years, they figured it at $960 per year for a total of $58,000. And then when you add the apps and accessories, the cords, the phone protectors, that bumps it to another $5,300.
The pop sockets.
And they assume that we'll still be using phones in the year 2078 and not just sending, you know, telepathic messages or whatever.
Yeah.
But it also uses today's prices, so it's not banking on inflation or general price increases. So, you know, let's just say it all balances out and boom, you're at 75 grand on just your phone.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I need to lower my bill. That's something I definitely need to get in on.
I got to figure out what the cheapest plan is for Jacob, man, if I'm going to get him a phone.
There's a lot of choices out there.
You'll have to family plan yourselves.
Oh, family plan.
Yeah, you may actually find a better deal for yourself while you're researching.
You might get to upgrade your phone.
That's true. Let's do it.
Okay, what do you do if your significant other proposes and your nails look rough?
That's why you must always have your nails done.
Just in case you get engaged.
Just in case. If you're dating somebody seriously, you should be going to Mitchell's Salon and Day Spa every 2 weeks.
We actually have an answer thanks to some photos that are going viral right now. There's a woman in Melbourne, Australia named Diana, and her boyfriend Jose surprised her by proposing this weekend. Diana's a nurse, so she says her nails are never done, and she was embarrassed about having them in ring photos. So her cousin Jen put on the ring and hand modeled it for the pictures. And the way Jen is holding up her hand and keeping the rest of herself out of the frame, it totally looks like it's Diana's hand.
It's hilarious that they're like standing, like facing each other. And the fiance, the bride, has her arm down and the cousin is like squatting on the floor and has her hand sticking up.
You guys think it really matters, though?
I have to look this up.
It's funny.
Does it really matter?
Yes.
I've never looked at an engagement picture and said to myself, whoa, those are some great knuckles.
Yeah.
You
but it's
will
not
notice
that. It's the
nails.
Manicure. Yeah.
It's
if you have
nails.
Chipped, like right now, there's no way I would look good in a pic for a a ring.
Whereas,
would
look,
be people checking out your cuticles though when there's a big old rock on your hand?
The women would.
It's the women
nails.
Would.
It's the nails.
Okay.
The women would have the nails.
The guys aren't
as stupid. We don't
judging that yeah. stuff.
I miss getting my nails done. I just don't have as much time as I used to. But I remember my manicurist was like, "It doesn't really matter like what polish or what you get done to them, as long as they're done. Like you got to get something done."
Mm-hmm.
CBS, CVS. Sorry, CVS has a reputation for giving you receipts that are longer than a lot of other places.
Than your arm, easily.
But I don't know that they've ever gone this long before. A woman named Emma Keene, who lives in Washington, D.C., bought three items at CVS last month.
Hold, please. I just went to CVS.
Yep, see? That's exactly
Holy
it.
Holy mackerel. Yeah.
I bought...
Are they coupons?
Birthday cards. How long do you think this is?
A good 4.5.
Yeah.
No, 3.
No, that's longer than a yardstick.
Yeah, that's longer. Yeah, that's... So this woman bought three things at CVS last month. She it's got true. A receipt that, honest to God, was 5 feet, 8 inches long.
So taller than me.
Thanks to all of the coupons and other random things they printed on it. So now,
so funny.
It is crazy.
They're killing a lot of trees.
Her Dollar picture of it is saver. Going viral as possibly the longest CVS receipt ever.
Man, they got to do something
long.
About that.
So if you were to hold that next to Penelope, that would be what?
Oh, for sure. 2 Penelopes, yeah. probably.
By the way, the website Wallet Hub just released the 130 biggest cities in the country. And they ranked the 130 biggest cities in the country and found the best places for a cold vacation this winter and the best places for a warm vacation. And Cincinnati made that list. They based these lists on things like the cost of flights to get there, the cost of hotels in that city, the crime rate in that city, and the number of attractions. The cold cities list includes stuff like skiing and ice skating, and the warm cities list things like amusement parks and golf. And the 10 best cold cities, Chicago came in at number 1, followed by Washington, D.C. I was surprised to see Atlanta on that list. I don't think of it as a cold winter city, but they made the list at number 3, nevertheless. But right behind Atlanta, Cincinnati.
Woohoo!
It was number 4.
How about that?
Yeah. 10 best warm cities, all of which have an average temperature in December over 57 degrees. Las Vegas, Orlando, L.A., San Diego, Dallas, Austin, Houston, San Fran, Tampa, and San Antonio.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.